This is Marita Vanier for JSMT. That's Just Step with me, MT. Today's topic is, are you a doer or a trier? Now, you may be wondering where the difference is, because both of those things involve some form of action. So, does it really matter which one you pick? Well, it does, because there is a difference between doing and trying. Now, if you're a doer, and if you're going to put yourself in that category, here are just a few of the things that you can tick off the list just to know, well, do I fit into this or am I something else? And what do I need to change, if anything at all? Number one, doers plan beyond 5 years. So do you have a plan of action beyond a 5-year period? Can you see the bigger picture? Number two, doers continue to do when a stumbling block hits, and they will. Anytime you get frustrated, you feel like giving up, there are things put in place that are completely out of your control, and a few which are also in your control but also cause some kind of frustration because it involves more money, more time, more stress, more sacrifice. All these things are things that are considered stumbling blocks, things that might delay your progression. A doer will continue to go and go beyond and find a way over or around the stumbling block in order to continue towards their goal. And number three, a doer does no matter what. A doer is always going. They're always on the go. They never stop. They never think about a plan B. In fact, there is no plan B for a doer. A doer only sees the bigger picture and they continue to grind. They're continuously in beast mode and they're continuously in a place of discovery and innovation in order to make sure that they have got several pots burning on the fire at once and they're not just stuck in one. Now, the opposite of that is a trier. And one of the biggest things that a trier will always do is they will try A, B, C, D, and E. They will never settle on just one thing. And these people are usually people who can't settle in several areas of their life. This is not just business. You cannot see the bigger picture as a trier. You can only see the next 12 months, if you can see that far at all. There is no big picture where a trier is concerned. A trier will try until a stumbling block hits them. And it will, because that's life. A trier will say, this isn't for me because I tried and now I can't figure out a way to get over or around. In fact, they don't even give it a second thought. And the quickest thing that they can do and the easiest thing they can do is revert back to their comfort zone and turn back in the other way. So, in being honest with yourself, because there is no right or wrong answer, which one are you? Are you a doer? Do you see the bigger picture? Do you keep going no matter how frustrating the circumstances can be? Is it going to make you happy in the long run? Have you weighed up your options? Do you see where this can take you and what you can have when you go beyond the frustration and beyond the stumbling blocks? If you can, you're a doer and you won't stop no matter what I or anyone else says. If you're a trier, you tried several things. What's the saying? Okay, so now that I've composed myself, what is the saying? Jack of all trades, master of none. If you haven't heard that saying, well, you're hearing it here now. And what it means is you've tried so many things, you're good at them, you can do them, but are you a master of them? Are you a master of this particular field? Are you a master of what you're doing? You can do 101 things, but can you do them well? Do you see the bigger picture? Do you see yourself one day taking all this information and being able to put it into something huge? Being able to give back and actually teach someone all what you've accumulated over the years? If you can't do that, then you're a trier. You like to do 101 things, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's never anything wrong with that. But the fact is, there's only so far you can take that. There's only so much you can do with that. You cannot necessarily sustain that. And will you be happy? We all want variety, or at least most of us do. I know I do. But you can have variety in being stable in an industry and a dream and a picture that involves you doing so much in and amongst your plan. You can make that plan as big as you want to. That's what doers do. But a trier, well, what can I say? Now it's for you to figure out which one you are, and can you make the moves to get yourself on the path towards being a doer? If you need to, look into it. Look into how to change certain things about the way that you control your daily life and your business and your life also in personal circumstances, from being a trier to being a doer. Look deeply at what you do, because it's there. It's talking to you. It's in your personal life. It's in your relationships. It's there with your children. It's there with how you conduct your finances. It's there in black and white. It's been said to you and you haven't listened. So if you're a trier, then I suggest you do something new and stick with it, because that's where the real success comes in. You're listening to JSMT with Marie Tavernier. I hope this has been enlightening. Have a good one. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.